after that, tape drop. Not gonna cap.
That mid.
Like, that just gave me thought vibes. Don't.
But it's
like,
that's why you wife her up, so she don't thought around no more.
Maybe I'm just like my father. Too bold.
Maybe.
6'6". At the time, he's 370, 400 pounds.
God damn, that fat ass nigga.
Talk to your fucking therapist about that. Don't talk to, don't tell the internet. This is why Drake can never be the greatest. He doesn't steer a conversation in like any impactful way. We never hung up your jersey. We don't even remember your number. Damn.
Jasmine Sullivan had more range, but at the same time, Amy Winehouse had more soul.
That is a crazy take.
Motherfucking podcast, y'all. You already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy Jew, aka the Giraffe Tamer, aka.
Okay, coming in
hot. Yeah. Coming in hot as hell. The Giraffe Tamer, aka the Baby Explainer, and also the Caretaker.
Bruh, okay.
The what? The baby explainer, all right? Because I be explaining where these babies come from to the young ones, all right? Ooh, yeah, you okay. see what I did there?
At
yeah,
first, I'm like, what the
yeah,
fuck is that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Y'all got it.
I peep. EP coming.
And I'm also chilling here with my main man.
It is your boy, Nate, on the mic. And welcome back to the podcast, the best podcast best in Atlanta. One. I'm stamping that. Ain't nobody gotta agree with that.
Wait, guess what? I agree with you, brother.
Yeah, we stamping that right here.
Oh yeah.
Best podcast in Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
Today we got some juicy topics, of course, as always. I do want to give a quick shout out to VidIQ.
VidIQ
is our affiliate, and they have a lot of different tools for YouTubers to use to create their content, get different ideas, maybe hashtags, maybe descriptions, all that jazz, you know what I'm saying? Everything to help you out to create your videos much faster, much easier. I know the hardest part of making videos is finding the idea. And not only finding the idea, but being able to maximize with SEO. SEO being, you know, algorithm-friendly stuff. And that's the names, that's the tags, that's just the descriptions. And VidIQ will help you with that. So go follow that link down below. And yeah, check that out.
Now let's get into it.
All right, so first things first. Sexy Red has been in the news recently for two things, actually. One was, did you see this? She talked about wanting Trump back in office.
Oh, how niggas actually was like fucking with Trump?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
You saw that? Okay. Yeah. A lot of fans was mad at that. They were saying like...
I don't understand why.
Yeah, right? I don't understand why either, but a lot of fans was mad at that. So after that, after, you know, that kind of blew over, her sex tape dropped. Let's
just put this in perspective real quick. I'm so sorry. I have to cut you off. Everybody was fucking with Trump when he was dropping money. All right. Everybody was fucking Trump. Until, like, the Trump charges came out and, hey, that's when niggas was just like...
No, see, I think the problem is Sexy Red makes music for the liberals, quote-unquote, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't make music for the Republicans.
Yeah.
So, with her, it's like, I get it, because you can't be surprised when you created a following of liberal motherfuckers that, you know, like to fuck around and don't really live traditional lifestyles.
Yeah, because Republicans are more like, conservative, right?
Conservative.
Okay.
But you can't be endorsing a Republican, more conservative president and have this fan base that's like, that's what it's like.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, With that context, okay, I can understand.
So, I get why people was mad, but it's still like, everybody can support who the fuck they want to support.
Facts. Like,
point blank.
What's the word? It's subjective anyway.
Yeah. Like, in all honesty. Whatever president you want to support, especially if it was like, oh, he's giving us money when we was on hard times. I can't be mad at that. How could people get mad at that?
Shit, but Clinton, what? He got caught cheating with his wife. Wait, on his wife, Monica, you know, Lewinsky. Weird?
People actually like. That actually became like a cool thing, though.
Yes. So it's like, bro, are y'all fucking serious here? And this man said, grab her by the pussy. And yeah, he actually was like grabbing pussies and like, bro, doing what he had to do back then. Man, get the fuck out of here. All right, whatever.
But,
y'all fake, like, y'all get fake triggered. Yeah, just, over, like, dumb, bro, shit.
We experience it on our own content. People get mad over something super simple.
It's selective outrage. Shout out to Chris Rock.
Yeah, that was a terrible special, by the way. I ain't gonna hold you. It wasn't good. But after that, sex tape drop. Not gonna cap.
That shit was mid.
So we both seen it. Okay.
It was mid. It was so fucking mid. No, it looked like she was drunk. It looked like she was like, they were both crossfaded. They was finishing the whole, they finished the whole bottle. All right. And he was just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna just do this. Yeah. Like, man, get the fuck out of here.
Nah, I was saying so, the same thing though. I'm like, man, I'm not I don't even know if I can say this on YouTube. I'm not gonna say it. I'm gonna just be safe. I saw that shit. I'm like, man, get this out.
And then this nigga hawked a huge ass loogies.
To be fair, I'm not even I'm not attracted to sexy red. So
I'm not either. I get
so
it.
So that's like a part of it too.
And I'm gonna keep it a G. Like,
well, let's not make this like us kind of shitting on her.
No. I'm just saying, if she didn't have like the lip piercings and like the face tattoos,
yeah, that's what really
I did.
Me too. It's really the tattoos, like especially on the titties and shit. But regardless,
I can deal with that. I just don't like face tattoos.
Yeah,
if they're distasteful,
the titties just kind of a weird spot for me. I just don't.
It's subjective. Yeah. It's subjective.
Just like have you ever seen a full ass tattoo, like straight up whole ass?
Yes.
It's so odd. It's such an odd place to get a tattoo.
But it's like,
because who could be for?
Yeah, when's the next time you're gonna see a tatted ass?
But like, that just give me thought vibes. Don't it, like.
But it's like, that's why you wife her up, so she don't thought around no more.
That's the biggest simp thing you say. Wow. Damn. It dropped on her story, on her Instagram story, and she says she didn't do it. She specifically says, quote unquote, quote unquote, I'm so heartbroken. Anybody that knows me know I wouldn't do no goofy shit like that. End quote. Now fans think that this is a publicity stunt in order for people to like stop thinking about the whole Trump thing that just previously happened. They think that she dropped it on purpose, so now this is the new topic. It's not Trump. That's what the fans are saying. You hamming it up hardcore right now.
Yeah, I'm serious, Jew. Now
I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm so serial.
Yeah, fans are saying that though. You think there's no truth to that?
People make a lot of conspiracy theories, and they just want them to be true. Truthfully, it could be a possibility. Of course. But is it believable? No.
I believe she just posted on accident.
I don't even think it was her. I honestly think it was like the nigga.
On her story?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a possibility.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying every point or I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. Nobody truly knows what happens. Everything that we're saying is complete speculation.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we can literally go wild with this because it's endless possibilities.
Yeah. So like, let's not go too much deeper in this. Yeah. Honestly, it's kind of a raunchy topic for us to start off with.
But hey, it's cool. Coming in hot.
Okay. Moving on to the next topic. Drake drops his new album For All the Dogs. Finally.
It was mid.
From what you heard, it was mid. You gotta make a disclaimer. You didn't listen to the whole album, so you can't just be like, it was mid, and you don't listen.
Doing a disclaimer for me because I didn't feel like doing it.
But I thought it was mid too. I listened to the whole album. I thought it was mid. No cap.
So you completely killed my head.
No, I thought it was mid. Like, I just put that right there. Mid. I just think let me ask you, what you've heard, what did you feel listening to the new Drake? What did you feel?
Okay, so me just giving an actual critique on the album, or at least the songs that I've heard, and I'm not shitting on him or hating on in any way, I will say the subject matter is really the same.
Yeah,
it's virtually, which I get it. It's catchy. It's part of the formula. That's something that Drake has learned how to truly capitalize on. And I'm not mad at that at all. Like, at all. But doing it over and over and over, is a little bit redundant, which I will give him this. The beat selections were fire. Like, I'm not just gonna like completely shit on like that. I'm saying certain beats, not the whole fucking album and shit like that.
I know, but come on, bro. Even
having your son on the fucking like, bro, that song was, oh my god.
Do you know if his son did the album cover? Like the dog?
It looks like a fucking hell goat dog that got shitted out.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like a kid drew it. That's why. But if
okay,
you
okay, I'm not trying to shit. Okay, well then let me not shit on.
Yeah, it could have been like his son that drew it. Like,
oh, I imagine if his son drew it. Okay, cool. But I'm just not fucking with it. I know it could have been.
Yeah,
better.
it was lazy. I get it. But yeah. It's, you know, if it's sentimental, if it's value.
Yeah. Not, I can't be mad at it. I can't be mad at it.
So yeah, what was he saying about?
But like I was saying, like the Virginia song. I can't remember the
Virginia Beach.
Yeah, Virginia Beach. I like the actual the flow of the song. It was cohesive with each other. Like the flow was going along with the beat changes and shit like that. Like I actually liked how it was structured. So I genuinely do like that song. That has replay value. Like I'll add that to the playlist. But out of the 3 to 4 songs that I've listened to, that's the only one that I put in my playlist. The other shit, it just sounds like Drake. You sound like a light skinned bitch on her period. like just got heartbroken.
Bro,
like,
Drake, he gonna send out
these
a whole
other bitches. They'll be fucking
you,
with me. It's all right, cool. Go take care of your kids, and then after that, go to night school. Like, bro, like come on, bro, like.
That's not exactly.
I could come save you, girl.
Like I said, I listened to the whole album. For me, it was one of his more empty albums in a long time.
True.
Because CLB felt good. That album, I know a lot of fans don't. God damn, I'd be sliding down on this motherfucker. I know a lot of fans don't look at CLB as a good album,
but it was actually, if you go back and listen to it,
it's pretty decent. Like for Drake and what he's kind of been dropping as of recently. But man, these past 3 albums on Drake's side, because Her Loss is Drake and 21.
Yeah,
he's been just kind of not good, man.
It's like bro, nah. It sounds like he's not trying.
It sounds like he's uninspired. That's what it feels like.
I can see that.
That's what I feel when I hear Drake.
What more can you really like?
Yeah,
he's done everything at this point.
I get that, but now you just kind of like oversaturating us with your like mid music, and like I know Drake, but Drake probably feels like these are fire songs. So it is just a perspective thing. Anyway,
well, what if he thinks is mid, but he's just like? But all honesty, I will say this: out of all these albums, this is the one album that is striking the most. Conversation. Shout out to Jason Lee.
True.
Like, shout out to Jason Lee from the Breakfast Club, because he did say that. This is definitely striking up a lot of conversations.
That's valid.
So we can still just appreciate what he's doing, like right now. Because granted, it doesn't have to be the greatest, but look at the impact.
Of what? People talking about his sneak dissing lines?
Yeah. Like, because guess what? Fans are just going to look. He's buzzing. His name is in our mouths.
But see, that's the thing, though, because is that the only thing that matters? Is if they fucking sneak dissing bitches from back in the past and shit? Apparently, well, at least fans think or theorize that he's talking about Rihanna and how.
In all honesty, that is Drake's thing. He will literally make a sneak diss, or if it's directed towards somebody, you'll know it's directed towards somebody. But he'll also. I wouldn't say barely.
Meek Mill was the only one we really knew who he was talking about.
Okay, true. But, you know, we're not even... I don't have anything, like, pulled up to where I can, like, debunk that. But we just going to say, all right, you got it.
Yeah.
But just in general, I'm just saying, he will say some shit, like, on an album or on a song to where it's like, it just sounds slick. Like how like the Biggie and Tupac beef. Hit him up sounds so like just the timing was really shitty, even though the song came out a year before they even were beefing. Like, you see what I mean?
I get what you're saying, but it's like, for me, first of all, this is just arguing subject like opinions at this point. For me, Drake popping right now, even though he's about to sell probably 300K on this shit first week.
Oh yeah.
For me,
400K.
Yeah. For me, I'm like, bro, this is why Drake can never be the greatest. It's because
what?
he doesn't steer a conversation in like any impactful way.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
But hold on. You're right.
He don't make great music though, because like I said, there's a lot of songs of Drake's. Because everybody's like, oh, Drake ain't been good since Views. Bro, Drake has dropped a few great songs.
Yeah, he's dropped some boppers. Like, yeah, we can't just, like, sleep like on Aubrey Graham.
Yeah, he
like,
dropped come a on. Good amount of good songs in between that time and now. But, man, he doesn't really push any. He kind of just takes sounds. He doesn't make a sound. He doesn't have that influence or impactfulness of some of the greats, like Kanye, like fucking some people might say Tupac and shit like that. But
facts.
Drake doesn't. I don't know. At this point, I'm getting off topic because that's not even what we're talking about. The real topic, it was in disguise. But the real topic is Joe Budden going in on Drake's album. He said he needs to make music for adult people and not young people. I get into it. Drake responded with adult a long people ass. Yeah. But Drake responded with a long ass message. Like, it's literally an essay in an Instagram comment.
You gotta read it out, my boy.
Yeah, I know. That actually sucks. So this shit is.
Yeah, because I read it. I read it sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, it's long as hell.
Yeah.
Okay, so he starts off with at Joe Budden.
Before you go in, he sounds like a light skinned bitch that just got her heart broken. And he about to get his get back in the most pettiest way. Continue.
At Joe Budden, you have failed at music. Wait, no, you have failed at music. Nah, I ain't finna do his voice. You left it behind to do what you are doing in this clip, because this is what actually pays your bills. For any artist watching this, just remember you are watching a failure give their opinion on his idea of. His idea of a recipe for success. A quitter give their opinion on how to achieve longevity. You switch careers because the things that pop into your brain had you broke. living check to check, and the raps you write had 450 men showing up to your shows in dusty in. Bro, he is cooking the fuck out of him. No lie, this is my first time reading this.
Oh my god! Yo.
He is cooking the shit out of
him. It gets worse.
Okay.
The way he spelled check to check.
Yeah, right? With the Q's. He went fancy on them too. Yes. Damn. To screw up their face to mood music. Tongue twister, low key. 29 and pretend you are a goat. Please, to any artist that's doing what they feel is right, don't let these opinions affect your mindset after the fact. This guy is a poster child of frustration and surrendering. You retired and we never hung up your jersey. We don't even remember your number. Damn.
Ooh, cause I don't. Damn. Oh shit.
He's cooking the.
Oh my gosh. Oh god.
Hold up. We know you for doing this. You withdrew from rap not because you accomplished all you need to. It's because it wasn't working for you. I never wanted. Damn, this is long as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
I never want anybody in this generation to think that I think I never want. Oh, what? Think that I.
Bitch. I got this. Okay. Take your time.
This is really long. Like,
yeah, I get it. I get it. Instagram read yourself comment, if you got like,
this. This is crazy. This is really triggered. I never wanted anybody in this generation to think that the whole everybody's entitled to their opinion is a real thing. What? Okay, he lost me. This is a man projecting his own self-hate and the fact I did and continued to do everything he wanted to do for himself. If you need it, put in simpler terms, I own a 767. That's an airplane, by the way. He owns a modest house in the 973.
Oh, damn.
And flies first class on special occasions.
That's a rich nigga flex.
He lost me at that part, though. Like, for me, argue the ideas. Granted, it's a, it's an opinion, so it's like
you can't everybody
really,
has them.
You can't really argue that. But to just say, "Oh, nigga, I'm richer than you, nigga. I'm a better rapper than you." It's like, okay, Joe Budden found success in a different career, but nigga, he still has a successful career.
Yeah, he can be modest, but guess what? He's not gonna be broke in the next 5 years. Yeah, he's
still doing.
Not saying that Drake is, but you get the point. Like he still has longevity.
And who's bigger than Drake anyway? So like Drake can use Young that flex against anybody.
But even then, Young Boy is like, wait, no, Bad Bunny.
True. Yeah, that's international vibes though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really compete with that.
Hey, man.
Apparently he signed to Drake, apparently. Or at least that's what Birdman said.
Hey man, that nigga even richer.
Yeah. But I just think when you start talking about money, that's when you lose. Just like with academics, when he was arguing with that girl on Fresh and Fit, and he was like, well, your baby daddy, because she was like, you can't see your dick or something. He's like, well, your baby daddy can't even get in this building, nigga. Like, I'm too rich, nigga. I got more mansions. Like, it's like, all right, nigga. Like,
nobody needs to hear all
you're
that.
You're insecure. You had to bring that up. Joe Budden responded, you'll grow up sooner or later. Father Tom is undefeated, which is just, I ain't gonna lie. Joe Budden won this.
Yeah, straight up. That was like, straight, simple, to the point.
Yeah.
Just like, I love
right.
it. I love
I
it.
I see you being a little petty hoe right now.
Wait, you got it, young nigga.
Music picks of the week, though. I want to start off with Nostalgic.
You fucking asshole, but all right, cool. That'll work.
Okay. First pick, Papa Was a Rolling Stone by The Temptations, 1972. First of all, I just rewatched Temptations. I literally just watched it. It's on Tubi, by the way. So if you haven't seen Temptations, go watch it. It's free. They give you like 8 commercials every like 15 minutes, but you know, it's free. So.
8 commercials, like 15 minutes. Like, yeah.
Yeah. But like,
just enjoy it.
I give it, I bring this up one because of, I just watched it obviously and got a newfound appreciation for The Temptations and also just music in the 60s and 70s. But, I also want to give flowers to Otis Williams, who is the leader and the only surviving original member of The Temptations still alive. He's 81 years old, so we don't have to wait until he has passed away
to give him his flowers.
Yeah,
let's go ahead and give him that now.
And he looks good for 81.
I wish I could pull it up
right now.
He looks guess so what just enter it in when it's like boom.
Yeah, he looks so good for his age too.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's my first pick though.
All right, so shit, since we're going with Nostalgic,
Papa Was a Rolling Stone, by the way, has a long introduction. Oh my god, it's so long. But go ahead. It's like a whole solo and everything in there. You know how like 60s, 70s, 80s too, intros be crazy.
My ADHD was about to start flaring. Alright, so my first pick would be Prince, When Doves Cry.
Oh shit.
Bruh, you know.
I was literally just listening to that probably like 3 weeks ago or something on a walk. That's such a vibe. It make you want to.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, bro. Like, it make you want to get some chaps and just start walking. Look, like you mean? Why would you sending? Lonely world is so cold. The world's so cold. Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother.
She's never satisfied.
She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other?
This is what it sounds like.
Like when it does cry.
That shit was so hard. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. My number two pick, I also have an honorable mention, but I'm going to make it fast an honorable mention. All right. Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan.
You bitch ass nigga, that's good as fuck.
Man, what?
You did something with that.
So this is from, also by the way, I meant to say this on a Temptations pick. It's from the All Directions album, 1972. I think I said the year, but I didn't say the album. But Stomping at the Savoy, I think that's, I'm saying that right, live album from Chaka Khan. I love this song because my favorite dance movie of all time, I think it dropped in 84. It's called Break It. And it was my first dance movie I ever watched. It's the movie that got me into dancing when I was younger. I obviously grew out of that shit. But
oh yeah, I know. It's like yeah.
It was like this scene in the movie where like he's making his broom move around and shit. And as I got older, I noticed the string. But when I was younger, I'm like, yo, how is he doing that? I was trying to practice it and everything. But this song came on in the like
dumbass kid.
Yeah, that's how it be, bro.
Yeah, I get it. I get that.
Innocence,
yeah.
Goddamn.
Just like the Michael Jackson Lee. Everybody's tried it.
Even though it was like you really couldn't do it. Like
he couldn't even do it.
Yeah, it was like false advertising, really.
Yeah.
But this song came on when Ozone and Turbo, who was the main characters, this is the 80s by the way.
Okay.
They find this white girl who's like the token white girl, and she becomes a part of the dance group, and they have this montage, and all these ain't nobody love me better, and Chaka Khan is just singing that shit, nigga. It's like the best montage I've ever seen,
bro. And I ain't gonna lie, like it's that hit harder in like Beauty Shop with Queen Latifah. Like,
yeah, but Breaking was kind of a cringe movie anyway. Like,
okay,
like right. It didn't really age well, like Beauty Shop. like it was for that time. It was literally for
okay.
That time.
All right. I give you that.
But shout out to them though. Yeah.
You got an honorable mention?
Oh, my honorable mention. You Can't Stop the Rain by Loose Ends, 1985.
Oh, ooh.
Obviously, BMF kind of popularized it even more.
You right.
I actually got a few old songs, bro, because I kind of deep dived into the 60s music.
Yeah, I gotta make sure I get
like Postman by the Marjorie, wherever their name was. That was a great song too. I think that was the 60s. But I'm talking too much. Yeah.
Okay, so second pick will be Valerie by Amy Winehouse.
Rest in peace.
That's a body, nigga. Like it's giving. I thought you was gonna like.
It's cool.
It didn't happen. Look, we can move past it.
I will say that Amy Winehouse is one of the most influential artists, though, of all time. I hear her sound so many different places now.
If we did not have Amy Winehouse, we wouldn't have Jasmine Sullivan.
Really? Is that like facts or are you just?
I really just listen to the sound.
Shit,
No. Jasmine Sullivan had more range, but at the same time, Amy Winehouse had more soul.
That is a crazy take. Hey, y'all, let me know what y'all.
Hey, think. That's just my opinion.
Amy Winehouse had more soul than Jasmine Sullivan?
No. I'm just. You ever like truly listen to Amy Winehouse? Like you be in your feelings type shit?
No, not really. Okay, I listen to niggas when I'm in my feelings because I feel like
okay, I feel that. Yeah. I guess it depends on the person, It's just for that time period. This is before Jasmine Sullivan. That's the only reason why I'm saying that is because she's just like one of her forefathers, just in my opinion, though. But at the same time, you can really say that about like Tina Turner. She definitely had way more soul than a lot of artists nowadays, because back then it took more soul to have.
Everybody had more soul, to be honest, back then.
You know what? You're right. That's just
lost the soul in our music, actually.
We getting it back. Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh! I definitely got a good pick for nostalgic. All right, bet. Let me make sure I look this shit up first and have it right. All right. Oh, and an honorable mention. I'll do 22 Twos by Jay-Z. That was off of Reasonable Doubt. That was a really good song. He actually switched up. He switched up his rhyme style every two bars.
I don't think I've heard it.
Yeah, it was too much West Coast dick licking and too many niggas on the mission doing the best Jay-Z rendition. Too many rough motherfuckers. I got my suspicions that you just swishing the pool. What? That you just fishing the pool of sharks, nigga. Listen, too many bitches want to be ladies.
Hard,
so if you a hoe, I'm gonna call you a hoe. Too many bitches is shady. Like, bro, what? Like, he's what? He killed that shit. Look, shout out to my boy Danny. He put me on. All right. Danny? Yes. Wow. Yeah, that's his favorite rapper of all time. Yes.
For some reason, I would have never expected.
I know, right? I said the same shit. Yes, that is. Yeah, shout out to my boy. Shout out to him.
So modern picks. Get right into it. Problems by Six Lack. I know it's black, but you wouldn't know if I said black. If I just said black, you wouldn't know what I was talking about. It's from the Free Black album, dropped in 2016. This album was pretty good almost all throughout. This is like peak, I would say peak trap soul era. Bryson Tiller just came out the year before with his debut album. And Black kind of just
capitalized off of that.
Yeah, well, sort of. Like that was his style, and like that being in trend, I guess, for lack of better words.
Yeah.
It made him more popular. But he was also like a trap soul type of artist back then. He dropped this album, and I remember listening to this shit while I was in high school at the time. Man, boy, I was an emotional kid, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody, listen
to this album, nigga, it almost make you cry, no cap. Not only is Problems good, I would say that's probably the best song on the album, most popular song on the album, too. But Never Know was good, Worst Luck was good, Loving You was good. It was a really good album, really good, almost complete album.
Bruh, did you ever listen to Tyler Creator's Wolf album, like, full through?
I don't know.
Go do that whenever you have a chance.
I'm not that big of a fan of Tyler, to be honest.
I get it, but that was like,
is that old Tyler?
Yeah, that was like one of his best projects, in my opinion.
Okay.
Like, I wanted to put that in, but technically that would be a nostalgic pick because it's been past 10 years. It came out 2013.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I remember that album, Born Sinner, and Marshall Mathers LP EP. Wait, Marshall Mathers LP 2. Those three albums in 2013. Whew. Very impactful.
Wait, it was 2013. That's 10 years ago.
Yeah. But so that would be nostalgic.
I thought it would be past 10 years to be nostalgic.
Oh.
Well, I guess 2013 feels like it should be nostalgic, though, too.
Yeah, it's only because it's like we
were. Damn, but I got a song. My second song is from 2013. Like, so, like, damn, if we cancel.
Yeah, we can't be breaking the rules, bruh. We set the rules. So yeah, we kind of can't break them. Yeah, break fuck the it. Rules then. Yeah, fuck it. Break it.
Yeah. I'm keeping that because I already wrote like something for it.
So. Yeah, I feel it.
Did you go?
No. Go ahead. Okay. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Wait, no.
I already gave my first pick.
Okay. Oh, okay. My first pick for nostalgic, Back to Your Place, October London. Bruh.
How does that go? That sounds super familiar.
Just know it. That's Marvin Gaye's son.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So, it's basically Marvin Gaye's vibe, but evolved for this day and age.
It's like modernized.
It's him.
Damn.
It's him.
That sound fire.
Trust me.
Okay.
Take me. Yeah.
Yeah, he got the vocals.
Back to your place. Yeah, he killed that. Yeah, way better. Way fucking way better, okay. Nigga. Okay. Yeah, way better. I never claimed. Alright. I'm a rapper before anything. But okay. Yes. Whew. Nigga. Dylan.
Okay, so my second pick. Nah, I didn't pick this song because I think it's good.
Yeah,
I want to make that disclaimer real quick before we even get into it.
Why are you lying?
Don't listen to me. They need to know. Like, I don't think this song is good. But Ain't Worried About None from Contrast. Circa 2013.
What the fuck?
Bruh, let me explain. This song is terrible. It's the worst. French Montana is already as great of an artist. But that song is awful.
Oh, fuck, nigga. You almost made me walk out. Like, look.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Run with that word, bruh. So.
Nigga, what?
It's a bad song. I just want to say that off rip.
Okay.
But
you would have been better with Pop That.
No, but I'm. So, me and my nigga Marcus. We would dead ass listen to this song, not because we thought it was good, but because it was so hilarious to make fun of it. Like, it was so hilariously bad that I kind of just grew to love to hate it.
Type Montana,
like, and that sparked me hating French Montana's music too. Ever since that day, I never liked anything he dropped. Well, I never liked him on anything he dropped. I'm sorry, French Montana fans. I'm sorry, but everything. He was the worst part of all the great songs that he dropped.
Sir, that is just terrible.
No cap, bro. Tell me that's man, cap.
That is not. It's really not. Like, he's not lying. He's really not lying, like, at all. Like, I promise you.
Sway Lee would literally only have a hook, and he still would sun French Montana on his own track.
Literally. How you get sunned on your own song by a nigga that's younger than you? Like,
granted, Sway Lee is also really good at fucking hooks. He is, like, he's one of the best hook makers of this current generation.
It's between him and Quavo.
True. Quavo almost an OG, though.
Quavo is an OG.
Yeah, 10 came years. Out like 2012, 2013.
They
basically OG status.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Nick, damn. What? First of all, before we move any further, wow. Really just have to honestly give them their flowers. That's over 11 years of
great music.
Wow. And they never fell off. It was consistent.
Yeah.
That is once in a lifetime. We can't get that. That right there, we can't get back.
I will say I hate that all, like, groups, male groups, well, groups in general, all groups fall apart. I hate that. I wish that we can have one that just sticks together to the end.
The thing is, they were actually sticking together, because it's like they were family at the end of the day. They will, like, argue about, you know, bullshit, but they never disagreed on music. Only reason why I'm saying that is because Offset had an interview with Ebro and he went into detail about that. So just for them to expect, like, the Migos to ever come back is disrespectful.
I guess I get that, but I still would like it.
Of course. Like, but it's like we can't expect that, bro.
Yeah, without Takeoff, it's not even a possibility.
Yeah, because he was honestly the glue. He made the group. But, you know, just again, RIP Takeoff. You'll never be forgotten.
Yeah, shout out to Migos too.
Been in the game, man. Definitely shout out to y'all. All right, definitely. But my second pick, because we really went on a tangent, but it was a good one. It was a good one. Cause
I would like for our podcast to be long anyway, so.
Okay, yeah. So APB by FOE Honcho and featuring Rosama.
One of these niggas be having these clan tag ass names.
Like, yeah, I get it, my nigga.
Remember Call of Duty clan tags? They have, like, you know. Like,
nah, I wasn't. Nah.
Oh.
Nah, I'm sorry. Wow. Nah.
You got a shit childhood, son.
I was on Gears of War.
Oh, valid. Never mind. I take that back.
Appreciate
Gears of War is valid. But like the clan tags, it'd be like 6-4-2 or something like that, just for like the clan. It's like the clan.
Yeah, I get it.
Like nowadays, it seems like it's more common. Like NLE, Chopper and shit. Like, I think that's more common now. It's weird. Childish.
It's like No Love Entertainment Chopper. Like, bro, that didn't work.
That's what NLE stand for?
Yes.
I don't believe that, bro.
I don't believe it either, but it don't matter, nigga. Don't matter. Okay. Like, regardless of the fact. But yeah, that song, hard as fuck. Especially when you, like, it. One, it has a really dope sample. Two, I love the structure of the song, and they stayed consistent on the subject matter. Three, they're young niggas that's coming up, and they're from Texas. So, again, the South, it's making a comeback, bro.
Hold it down.
Oh God, it really is, my boy. It really is.
Okay.
But yeah.
Moving on to this update on Tupac news. We said that we was going to give you an update on the Tupac news, on any upcoming Tupac news or any new Tupac news of his, you know, death trial that's going on with PPD Davis.
Hoot hoot.
Apparently there's been now resurfacing of unseen photos. How does it resurface? Oh, it doesn't say. Okay, I just put that in there. Never mind. Unseen photos and video evidence from the murder case surfaces online. If I could, I'm gonna try to put the video on here so y'all can just see the video. But if not, to be safe, I'm gonna read it out. The photos show new angles of a black BMW sedan that Pac was hiding in when he was targeted in a drive-by shooting. Suge Knight was also in the car and was injured in the head by a bullet fragment. The vehicle's exterior can be seen riddled with bullet holes, blah, 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 blah. I think we all seen like the those pictures and shit like that.
Yeah.
Additionally, an unearthed video shows Tupac and Suge leaving the MGM Grand in Las Vegas after they got into a violent altercation with a group of Crips, among them the alleged shooter Orlando Baby Lane Anderson. Earlier this week, it was reported that a witness told the grand jury that it was DeAndre Big Dre Smith, not Anderson, who shot the All Eyes on Me rapper Tupac. I don't know why they phrase like this all the time.
Because they just have to.
Yeah, I guess.
For dramatic effect.
Yeah, maybe it's like an algorithm thing, but whatever.
Possibly, yeah. It's a warning.
Both men are no longer alive, neither DeAndre Smith or Orlando Anderson.
Got that get back.
Who allegedly shot Tupac.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Detectives believe that Smith was sat next to Anderson in the car from which the drive-by shooting was carried out, with Keefe D and another man named Terrence Brown sat up front. Keefe himself has confessed. Keefe. By itself, it just sounds way worse, too.
Alright, Keefe D.
Has confessed that he passed the murder weapon to Anderson, who was his nephew. Anderson as in Orlando Anderson. Orlando Baby Lane Anderson.
At least it's not Orlando Brown. I know, that was stupid. Yeah. Just go ahead. Just continue.
When Keefe D passes the firearm to Orlando, Orlando didn't have a clear shot, the witnesses said. Big Dre is 6'6". At the time, he's 370-400 pounds.
God damn, that fat ass nigga. Okay.
You're not going to be able to lean over a big guy like that and get. I mean, my.
That's just. Okay, I'm shut up.
And get. I mean, my time of knowing things, doing. You're not going to reach over that like that, because shells could have been popping all in Big Dre's face and kind of.
Facts.
And all kind of stuff. He can't bend down or anything. He's too big. So he's basically saying you can't shoot over this dude. He's too fucking big to be shooting over, basically. Suge Knight echoed that claim while reacting to Keefe D's arrest, telling TMZ over the phone from prison, I had never had nothing bad to say about Orlando because he wasn't the shooter. It wasn't Anderson. So that's all I got to say about that part. So it's really like a bunch of dry snitching going on right now. Like, even the biggest gangsters apparently is like kind of snitching on themselves. Well, not even snitching on themselves, but snitching
on each other.
Granted, is it snitching if the nigga's dead? I know we talked about this before, but the Orlando Anderson and
I don't think it is. It probably is.
DeAndre Smith and Orlando Anderson are both dead. So it's like, is
if it's snitching? Not on paperwork, it's not snitching.
Yeah, because you can't get him indicted if he
straight up.
Yeah, so I guess it's not snitching, but it is weird that they talking a lot. Keefe D confessed to passing a murder weapon to a guy. All right. What?
I said that's what happens when we have loopholes.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like Keefe D is kind of incriminating himself by saying that he passed a murder weapon to.
Oh yeah, Orlando. He crashed out.
So that's. I'm just here to give y'all the facts and the, you know.
Yeah, the non-alleged stuff.
Yeah, give y'all what's been out. I'm gonna put the videos in here as best as I can. Y'all know copyright is on YouTube is crazy.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna try to put like as much context as possible, the surveillance and stuff like that they're talking
just
about,
just so y'all can fully understand.
But this also kind of adds to the theory that it was just kind of some random incident where they got involved with an altercation with some Crips. And them niggas end up shooting them.
Yeah, just wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, maybe it's not a conspiracy theory where Diddy fucking got Tupac set up. Maybe it was just that he got beef with somebody. They met up with him.
And in all honesty, the sad part is I can see it, but I don't believe it.
Diddy? Or?
Yeah, Diddy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can see it, but it's like, I just don't believe it. I'm sorry. I can't.
Make sense to me, bro.
Yeah.
Diddy hired somebody to whack him. With knowing that he just got into an altercation at the MGM Grand with some Crips, and they got into like this fighting shit where they storming out. That sounds too common for somebody to meet up with you in traffic after y'all just got beef. Like, thank that sounds you. Like it's just like, why wouldn't it be like, that?
Nah. It can't be.
I did want to ask you about this because I thought this is really weird. but it's not out of character for this person. Okay. How do you feel about Jada Pinkett Smith's reaction to this whole Tupac news? She's basically like, oh, I can't believe that they found the killers. I want some closure, basically. This is not verbatim. I'm just kind of making
up. Bitch, you're married. What the fuck you need closure for? Yeah, it's so... Well, you know what? You know what? You know what? Let me not be like that. No. Because technically, they were best friends.
Fuck that shit.
All right? I don't care if they was ex-fuck buddies or not. I'm just saying... That's distasteful, doing that shit publicly.
Talk to your fucking therapist about that. Don't tell the internet you got a husband. Like, what?
Like, bitch, you already embarrassed him enough the first five times. Like, goddamn.
You got Will going out here going down bad. I know.
Like, bro, he started crashing out over you.
I know he got to take accountability because he did crash out, but he did it for you, obviously, and you embarrass him on Red Table Talk. You embarrass him talking about your ex-nigga that was fucking been dead for 25 years. Like, this is embarrassing, bro. Talk to your therapist. Don't tell us. Why are you telling us?
We don't need to know.
This not even embarrassing her. It's embarrassing Will every time.
Yeah, literally.
Literally every time. So, yeah. That's.
I hate you.
Yeah. But honorable mentions. Moving on. Outkast Speakerbox / The Love Below, my bad, becomes best-selling rap album of all time, beating out The Eminem Show, which was certified 12 times platinum. That's 12 million copies.
Sheesh.
Outkast album now has 13 times platinum.
Hey, that means the South got something to say.
Yeah.
The South got something to say, nigga. While Big Boy and Andre out here completing side quests and shit.
Right, yeah.
One strolling around in Tokyo playing a flute, and the other one out here taming owls.
Really?
Yeah. He said, fuck you talking about.
But yeah, man, shout out to them. This is just like a small part of the podcast. I don't want to spend too much time on it because we got other topics, but... Of course, we got
to shout out to him, man.
Especially being basically like, I'm basically from the South. You was born down here. Like, we got to show love to the South artists, especially motherfuckers that paved the way. Like, Outkast.
Oh, so hard. Bruh, without Andre, there would be no future.
No amigos.
It's facts.
Yeah.
So it's like, bruh.
Straight up.
Yeah. EP coming still.
Y'all remember he said that like last year?
Bitch.
I'm just saying. Bitch. But anyways.
That's how long it took Offset to make this album. 2.5 years.
I'm happy you know that he dropped an album too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing a huge rollout. The shit's fire. I'm loving his rollout.
Well, we get into that because I actually got something on that. All
right.
Not got something on that, but you get it. Mm-hmm. Gunna celebrates his Gift and a Curse going gold. Gift and a Curse is his recent album. Fuck You Mean was on there. Back to the Moon was on there. Those
Bottom.
The better songs of that album.
Bottom was so hard. I don't know why it's not getting that much credit.
Because Fuck You Mean had the sound bites, bro. It was TikTok friendly too. I'd be catching Shania listening to that because she was like, that's so annoying. I looked at her like phone while she was listening to music. I'm like,
yeah.
You say you.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Gunna, man. Like, all the snitching allegations and stuff aside.
It was an outward plea. So, yeah, bro, like, hop off his nuts.
But besides that, because it ain't even about that. It's about the music.
Yeah, facts.
He obviously doing something right. He went gold in like a month or so.
And sold out a show. Stop playing with him. Put some respect on his name.
Facts. Facts. Gunna doing his thing. Real talk.
Free that boy Jeffrey.
But, free him. Moving on. Tap in, tap out. My favorite segment. This is gonna be a mainstay. We always gonna have.
Oh yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Tap in, tap out. Now we got five, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, we got five. So we got more now. So it's more to, you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
So yeah. But anyways, I'm explaining too much. Kid Cudi launching a new streetwear brand with Bape founder Nigo. Tap in, tap out.
Tap in.
Yeah. I wish I had pictures to show because
I know how creative Kid Cudi is, right. And I think he did a collaboration with Tekashi, not 6ix9ine, but the one that made the rainbow smiley face, sunflower design. Yeah, I know it can be hard. Like, yeah. I know it's gonna be hard. Like,
he just had some shit released. Was it this year?
Are you gonna be? Wait, are you willing to pay the ticket if it's hot?
Well, it sounds like it's gonna be high, to be honest. Like, it got the co-sign of Kid Cudi and somebody that like designed for Bape, or no, Bape
when
founder.
We gonna drop our own merch, nigga.
It's not a conversation. But It's probably gonna be like $150-$200 though for a hoodie or something on the low end, to be honest. I don't know if I'm willing to pay that for a hoodie.
If it's a hoodie for $200, I'm splurging. But I'll find a way to make. Wait, you know me. I'll find a way to like get it back.
Hey. That's a lot of money for a hoodie.
I'll finesse it. Nigga, I got a jacket that's $100.
I'm tapping in though, just because I like that he doing something different. He expressing his creativity in a different outlet, which is like clothing now. Yeah. Just like what Kanye did.
Bro, he's taking notes from Pharrell.
And Pharrell, yeah, true.
Yeah, so it's like I can't even be mad at it. Shout to Pharrell too. Yeah, shout, bro. And he still looks like he's young as fuck.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, now he's starting to get there. You're starting to see it a little bit.
Wait, his Asian side is starting to kick in.
Yeah, yeah. He's looking real tight now. No, I ain't trying to diss for real, though.
It's age. It happens. It's going to happen to us. Come on.
Next, Nicki Minaj coming out with Pink Friday 2. November 17th.
Tap out. I don't care.
You listen to Pink Friday 1?
No.
It was pretty good.
I'm pretty sure it was, but I'm just not tapped into Nicki like that.
Is it because she a female or?
No, I respect Nicki. I like Nicki. If it's a song that I hear that she snaps on, I'll listen to it. But it's just like, I can go without it. I'm at that stage of where I remember when she came up, when she was first on the Monique show on BET, like.
I don't remember her being on the Monique show.
Yeah, she was. That's crazy. Yes. Wow, okay. Yes. Like, real shit, one of my mom's friends, she played like the bass like for the show.
For the Monique show?
Yes. Wow. Yes. So it's like, bruh, I remember that vividly. So I know when she came up. I respect Nicki as an MC. I wouldn't sit here and put her in like the regular female artist or female rapper like category, because she's a queen just like Lil Kim. She paved the way for a lot, like real shit. She's you bitches' mother. She birthed a lot of you bitches. Yeah. I'm not hating at all. Yeah. But it's just me personally, I'm just not checking for Nicki like that.
I guess I get that.
Yeah.
But I get it on like a, it's just not in my realm of things I'll be listening to.
Yeah, so it's like, just not in my bubble.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
But if I hear it and it's hard, I'm going to listen to it.
I'm going to tap in just because I like Pink Friday 1. Just on some like niche thing though.
I'll go back and listen to it.
Yeah, it's like on a niche thing though. Okay. Like I don't listen to it like I listen to, let's just say Kendrick for, you know,
okay,
the sake of time. Yeah, I don't listen to her music the same way I listen to his music.
Yeah.
Her music, I'm listening to it like, okay.
Like this bitch just snapped. This
she spitting bars. Like, yes. She wasn't the only female.
I think she got better after she let go of Safari.
You right too.
Just saying.
You actually,
because like if she got a ghost, wait, if Safari was her ghostwriter, which we all believe he was, because
yeah,
he really
you
was,
can hear it. You can hear
like it, yeah, dead ass, like he really really goes. But
ripping on any beat, that's an adaption. Like I'm running out of breath. I'm bringing it back in. Like come on,
he said. That ain't it, bro.
That is an all time.
Nah, that ain't it, fam. Like that ain't it.
No, but I died laughing for like 20 minutes when I first seen it.
The concession was fucking hilarious. Like, okay, but just again, like I was saying. No, you good. But again, like I was saying, she's not in my bubble. I'm not really like going to check for her. But again, if something comes up, just like Shaq and Kobe, that's not in my bubble, but I listen to it. I like it. I like the song.
Yeah.
And if Meek Mill and Rick Ross actually make a collab album, I'm definitely will tap into it.
See, first of all, that's one thing I hated about your pick last time is because you didn't even give Meek Mill a chance because you don't like him. And I'm just like,
you're right.
Really good.
And I was thinking about that at work because it's like that's when I listen to it. I'm like, okay, all
right. And you like the biggest like proprietor. I don't know if that's the right word, but the biggest like voice for. Separate the art from the artist, and like your take on that was just completely opposite of that.
Play as fuck up, man. Play as fuck up. Damn.
True.
Like, play as fuck up. You're right. Like, shit. What can I say, my boy?
Yeah, but I heard that song too. That shit is hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I tap into this. I'm gonna check it out. Nicki Minaj album probably not gonna be in my top five albums of the year.
Completely understandable. Yeah,
you know, I'll give it a listen just because I respect the fuck out. Like you said, I respect the fuck out of Nicki. We respect the fuck out of Nicki on SSL podcast.
But she got enough dick riders to like lift her up. So
true. We don't ever talk about her. So
yeah, it's like we good. Yeah.
But next, Earl Sweatshirt and The Alchemist dropping a new album.
Cool.
Oh, they dropped a new album. It's arrived on streaming platforms. Ooh. It's called Voyeur Dire. I'm not entirely sure if that's not how you pronounce it or not, but tap in, tap out.
Tap in. Because yeah. I know Earl is out of his deal now, so he's now independent. Mm. So I want to see what evolved Earl is like.
Did he have a fucked up deal or something?
Yeah, that's why he released the trash album.
Damn.
Yeah, because he wanted to fulfill his label requirements. So he can get out of it.
Bro, he's probably so much better now. He done grown so much.
Yeah, so I'm really, really, really... Look, y'all have to understand, bro. Clint can't flog nog, OFG... Wait, look. Tyler, the Creator, the whole, like, Wolfgang click shit. That is, like, back when I was in high school, all right? This is, like... I'm true to this. I'm not new to this, all right? So, I'm really ready to see that. I'm really ready to see that.
I was never the nigga really into it, but everybody I was around and I just so happened to vibe with fucked with Tyler the Creator and the whole Wolfgang era, the whole thing. Wait, bro.
And the only reason Warrior why is Squad. Because in our eyes, he was like the black Eminem. Like, not lyrically. True.
I get where you're going with that.
Yeah, though. Just not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you say what you mean. Like, say what you mean what you say, and just say how you feel. Be you, okay? Yeah. Like, bro, and I will always and forever respect Tyler. All right?
Yeah.
Always and forever. Yeah. We love OG. Tyler over here, all right?
Big OG.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm tapped into that, too. I agree. But, Offset reveals Set It Off track list featuring Travis Scott, Cardi B, and Future, dropping October 13th, which is
2 days away, nigga.
Yeah, basically 2 days away, yeah.
Yeah.
Tap in, tap out.
Tap in. I'm only... okay, cool. Because what we were saying is segues, like, perfectly with this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, earlier. Shit. So, yeah. One, I'm definitely tapping into the album. I don't like Fan like that. Like, that's just me. I just don't like the song like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like he went harder in 5-4-3-2-1 than he did... Huh?
I said, yeah.
Yeah. He went harder in that than he did in Fan. So, but at the same time, I love the creativity, how he did it, especially with the music video. I'm just not, I'm not a real big fan of the song, but I'm loving the fucking album rollout for this. Oh my God.
So what's been like going on though? Cause I haven't
seen anything. Cassanat. That's not technically like a part of it. That was just on some like, that was right place, right time.
Yeah.
Like, so he wasn't trying to do it for the rollout, but because they have those moments, now everybody's more tapped in to Offset, like what he got going on.
Yeah.
So he just did an interview with Ebro. So he really went into depth about, you know, Migos, stuff like that, like how he felt, you know, the grieving process, also new music, family, talking about stuff like that. Yeah. Like, so, you know, just good conversation. Yeah. It was a really good interview, okay? Honestly.
Okay.
And you see like Offset open up. Cause we really don't see him talk a lot.
Yeah.
And he also talks about like the first time like they actually like once they finally pop, like Versace. You remember he was locked up.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigga, the first show, he did it like in it was like what, a couple days after he just got out of jail? Like real shit. Out of jail. So it's like, damn. Yeah. He was nervous as fuck. But to see him from then to now,
nigga, he was straight up falcon punching. Yeah. He just hit that. He just punched a nigga like, I think a nigga
again.
Yeah, that wasn't that long ago either.
Oh, you talking about he was like,
yeah, and he peeped that nigga out, snuffed his head.
Bro, that's why I respect that nigga, bro.
I still got the fucking punch.
Bro. Yeah, okay. Bro, like, don't play with it. Know what I'm saying?
He has evolved, though. Especially, like, all of them evolve as artists, for real, though. Just even if a slight evolving, it's still, they all evolved. Oh yeah. But yeah, I'm tapped in too. I fuck with Offset. Like,
oh yeah, he was honestly the rapper. He was the rapper of the group. Him and Takeoff.
Yeah.
They were the rappers, but he knew how to, like, he was more captivating. He has better wordplay.
But that's what made Quavo so great, though, is because he filled in that spot where they needed somebody to make a great fucking hook.
Yes.
They needed somebody to grab the melodies and get the melodic voices auto-tune up in there. Like, they needed that, and that's what made the group so great. But, yeah, I tapped in on that. Last one, ASAP Rocky calls new album, Don't Be Dumb, that's the name of the album, his best work yet. He said he's been really experimenting. Tap in or tap out?
Tap in.
I'm tapped out. I ain't going.
I get it. I fully get it. Only reason why I'm tapped in is because it's ASAP.
I feel that.
That's the only reason why.
Yeah, it's just
the only reason why.
It was really that my bitch. What it's called? It was obviously about Rihanna. And he like smoke. Fuck my bitch. Roll my. Click some shit like that, bro. It was called something about my bitch or something like that, but that shit was just so bad, like it left a bad taste in my mouth.
Look,
I'm like, this is uninspired, happy in a relationship with two kids, fucking ASAP Rocky.
I love my wife.
Bro, that's the ASAP Rocky version of that. Like, dead
ass. I love my wife. There's nothing wrong with loving your wife, but damn, nigga, we do not want to hear that shit.
I'm making a whole song about your bitch.
Like, bro, not a whole fucking album. Like, bro, get the fuck out of here. Rocky,
if he did that, if this new album is him making like melodic songs about Rihanna, I would be so pissed.
Bro,
hold on. I'm tapped out though, honestly. Can't. Like, I haven't fucked with the ASAP Rocky song in so long. It was even another song.
You know what? Go back and listen to Lost and Found Freestyle 2019. I got you. I'm gonna just send it to you.
I just think his music just not as good anymore. But I might be surprised, so I might listen to it. But I'm not tapped in, though. I can't say that much. But that concludes that segment.
I like that. I like it. All right. Yeah, that's definitely a staple.
What? Oh yeah, yeah. Tap in. Yeah, love it. That's my favorite one.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Now, second to last topic. So, ATL Jacob. If you don't know him, ATL Jacob. Didn't he make the Wait For You beat?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's a producer. Traveling he came out on world. Twitter reposting a poll, a YouTube poll, where it was asking who was more impactful, Kanye West or Tupac. This is 429,000 votes. 76% of them said Tupac. Now ATL Jacob posted and said, I never seen another Tupac, but I seen 100 Kanye's. What? The influence is crazy. I'm gonna let you go ahead and go first.
All right,
because I already got my notes and what I'm
okay saying. All right. The majority already said that Tupac was more influential, right?
Yeah. Impactful.
Okay, impactful. Impactful on the culture of hip hop, right?
It wasn't that specific, but you kind of basically.
But it's still relevant. From, yeah, it's still relevant to the like to the topic and to the question. So for you to say I've seen 100 Kanye's, but I haven't seen any other Pacs is really like disrespectful. Only reason why I'm saying that is disrespectful is because Pac has paved. There are a lot of artists that are not quote unquote mainstream, but they have a strong cult following because of them being authentic. That is one of the main lines Tupac definitely pushed. Being authentic, being yourself, being a black man. Alright, pushing, like, actually standing, having morals, principles about yourself. Not a lot of rappers that are mainstream have that. But there are a lot of rappers that just because you don't see them in your microscope doesn't mean they do not exist. So please, before you make a statement like that, make sure you do your due diligence and do research on said artists. All right, because yes, Kanye birthed a lot of motherfuckers, but so did Young Thug. So did Master P. Yeah. So did 50 Cent.
Yep.
So you can't, like, what are we really talking about here?
Well, you, first of all, you're 100% right. I didn't even think about it like that. Also, it's kind of hypocritical to say, or like, yeah, basically hypocritical to say, I never seen another Tupac, but I seen 100 Kanye's. The influence is crazy. Because it's like, well, if we talking about influence and you saying you've seen 100 Kanye's, that must mean that he's more influential. So that whole statement just don't make sense to me anyway. But for me, I look at this poll and I'm like, bro, if you get a group of 45-year-olds in a room and have them vote, a lot of them, probably 90% of them is going to say Tupac. Okay. You get some 30-year-olds, maybe a little younger, 20, the latter half of 20s to 30-year-olds, they probably going to say Kanye. It's literally a perspective thing. But it's like, you seen 100 Kanye's.
Where, my nigga? Like, where the fuck has you seen them?
Hold on. Nah,
where?
I ain't seen them.
Playboy, you tripping.
I ain't seen them at all.
I'm like, that's what I'm saying. Like, oh my God. Like, bruh.
I've probably seen maybe one or two.
And thank maybe you.
Kid Cudi is probably up there.
I respect
maybe
that.
Maybe Travis Scott.
That.
Maybe Travis Scott too, maybe.
Now, Travis Scott, he is a son of Kid Cudi. But, yeah, but I get it. He's Kanye would be his granddad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but like, it's probably a few niggas that kind of like, you know, kind of mimic the sound, but got inspiration from. But you, 100 Kanye's, nigga.
That's a reach.
That's the,
like, oh my God. That's
the hottest take of all time. That's the worst hip hop take.
I feel like he only said it because this nigga not relevant like that.
ATL Jacob?
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying he's not relevant at all, but nobody's really talking about him.
Yeah, because he's just a producer.
Yeah,
but
so it's like,
sucks, though, because, like, the producer be making songs. They make the songs, literally, and they don't get nearly as much love or conversation or
Depends on the producer, because Murder Beast does. No, like, shit, Scott Storch does. He gets love.
OG is straight up OG. That, like,
yeah, you know what? Yeah, like Hitmaker, Timbaland.
They gonna come up because it's
okay.
Like,
yeah, because they paved the way.
Yeah, this nigga Pharrell got like 5,000 credits, bro. Like,
so it's like shit.
They straight up OG. So it's hard to really say, but ATL Jacob, like, I don't think that's it. I think he just have a really dumb opinion right now. He has a really dumb opinion.
Sir, I absolutely do not disagree with that. All right.
Now, I will say, I believe that. First of all, you answer the question. Okay. Who do you think is most impactful?
Pac, obviously.
Okay.
And let me explain my answer. Only reason why is because if there was no Pac, there would be no Kanye. Because Kanye, he took a part of influence from Tupac. That's the only reason why I'm saying that.
Yeah, I guess.
So it is what it is.
I don't know. I just feel like there could have been somebody else.
True, it could have been, but who would have been the other Pac?
I don't know. This conversation is hard. I had an argument with motherfuckers on like on a YouTube short where they didn't watch. First of all, I took it out of context on purpose so they can get you. Good. With the whole Tupac and Biggie thing.
They
got so triggered about
it. I loved it. I'm like, bro, why? But even then, it's like, why?
First
why
of all,
y'all triggered?
If you watching this podcast coming from shorts, he said that after that clip ended, he said, that's why we got to consider them the greats because what they accomplished in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But the clip obviously didn't show that. But niggas got so mad, like, bro, how can you say that new artists are better than Pac? It's like, nigga, hold up. That's not even what
nobody even said that. Like, what? Like, oh my God. Yo, you niggas, bro, y'all niggas sniffing powder. Oh my gosh. Like, y'all on that, bro, y'all on that shit for real. If that's what you heard out of that clip, all right.
But it's like, for me, I think you can't have conversations about what could have been because it just wasn't. Like, it's in the reality, Tupac was a prominent artist, when a fucking GOAT, and Kanye did grow up listening to him.
Facts.
So Kanye is Kanye now, but we can't ever fathom what it would be like if Kanye didn't ever listen to Tupac. We just wouldn't know.
You got a point.
Like maybe he never got into fucking fashion. Maybe he dropped fucking bullshit ass.
Bro, it's endless fucking possibilities. Exactly. But even then, they're still just theoretical possibilities.
Exactly. Like, who knows? Kanye could have been greater without listening to Tupac. Without, if Tupac wasn't like a thing. Who knows? We wouldn't be able to know.
Nah, if Tupac's mom, not Tupac, if Kanye's mom was still alive, he would be sane.
I still think, like, who knows, bro? It's still, well, first of all, from the evidence, I agree with you.
I'm just saying this is a conclusion
we can't really make because it didn't happen that way. Yeah, that's been the podcast. At that point, we don't have any more topics.
Like, yeah, I'm, yeah, I would have been like just freestyling at this point.
Yeah. But I'm, you know, like, I do want to tell that story on the subscriber episode.
Oh, so, yes. Y'all need to tune in.
Y'all need to head over to our subscriber episodes. I'm about to start putting the episodes back on Patreon. I don't know why we stopped that, but it's just a more convenient platform. Everybody uses Patreon. So check that out soon, but we're about to record an episode and
yes, sir.
You're definitely gonna love it. So
oh yeah.
$2.99 on Spotify. Go check
$2.99. it out. But it's been your boy Jew, aka the Granny Slayer Painted Player. And the Draft Slayer. And also, we appreciate every last person that has subscribed to the channel. Without y'all, there would be no us. From the bottom of our hearts, we love every last one of y'all. All right. So, oh yeah, also check me out at the Tech and Chill events. If you see me, say what's good. We'll definitely, you know, work something out. All right. Love. Oh, shout out to all black businesses too. Put that in there. And we go!